Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
Now this message today is about your life and prophetic future. It's important for us to realize that to be wise means moving past your past. Moving past your past is the title of today's message, in fact. Now, I want you to listen to something that the Lord told me to tell you, and it's found in Isaiah 43 and 18. He said, "Forget what happened in the past. Do not dwell on events from long ago. I am going to do something new, and it is already happening. Don't you realize it?" As stated, we've been learning about the importance of possessing wisdom in our lives so that we can fulfill God's assigned future. Now, what is wisdom? In Psalm 111 and 10, it says, "The fear of the Lord is the foundation of true wisdom. All who obey his commandments will grow in wisdom." When people talk about the fear of the Lord, sometimes they're confused. So let me give you a brief definition of what the fear of the Lord is. It is reverential awe of God. It is worship and complete submission to his authority. It's total obedience to the word of God. Now, many people, they ignore who God is and his authority over the universe. In fact, the theory of evolution is an attempt to explain the existence of the world and the universe without God. But the Bible says only a fool could look at the earth and look up into the sky and the universe and say that there's no God. And since God does exist, we must pay attention to what he has to say to us. In Psalm 33 and 8, it says, "Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spoke, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast." In Isaiah chapter 45 and 12, God said, "It is I who made the earth and created mankind upon it." That settles it, folks. Stop looking for a missing link that will stay missing. You will never find it. Here God tells us right out, "I created the earth and mankind walking upon it. My own hand stretched out the heavens." Now, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, the Bible tells us. And the degree to which you reverence and obey God determines your success or failure in life and eternity. There is life beyond the life that we live here on earth. And so, yes, we need to focus on our purpose here, but then realize that we are going to live for all eternity. There's only two places to go, heaven and hell. We need to make sure that we are going to the right place. Folks, we choose success or failure based upon our decision to obey God or to live life based upon our own logic, reasons, and emotions. But listen to what the Bible says. The Bible is telling us it's a choice. It's literally our choice. See, many people say, "Oh, God is, he's too kind to place me in hell. God is too kind to condemn people." It's your choice where you're going to spend eternity. It's your choice whether you're going to fulfill God's determined plan for your life or your own. Listen to what it says, Deuteronomy 11, 26. "I am letting you choose between a blessing or a curse. You will be blessed if you obey the commands of the Lord your God, but you will be cursed if you disobey the commands of the Lord your God." Wisdom and blessing are released as a result of obedience. Come on, repeat after me. When I obey God, I will receive wisdom and blessing from the Lord. Now listen to what it says in Deuteronomy 28 and 2. All these blessings will come upon you and accompany you if you obey the Lord your God. In fact, it says, if you pay attention to these laws and are careful to follow them, then the Lord your God will keep his covenant of love with you. He will love you and bless you. Now, folks, I need to tell you something about the Word of God. The Word of God are fixed laws in the universe. In fact, the Bible says heaven and earth will pass away, but God's Word will stand forever. In Isaiah chapter 40 and 8, it says, the grass withers and the flower fades, but the Word of our God stands forever. And I just want to remind you that God's Word has an answer and a cure for every situation in life. In fact, Jesus reminds us that with men, things are impossible. I don't know what you're going through today in your life. I don't know what you've been told. But yes, there are limitations when it comes to humanity and what people can do. But Jesus said, with God, all things are possible. So don't give up. Keep believing. Keep trusting God for a miracle because he wants to perform one for you. In fact, regardless of the pain and the disappointments that you've encountered in life, you can be blessed and move on with success. Now, let's all be transparent here. And let's just tell the truth. Most of us need healing from our past. Most of us have gone through some situation or situations in our lives that have left us hurt, or how can I say it, wanting and needing emotional healing. And if you're like that today, let me see your hand. Now, we all are. You don't have to raise your hand. I know you all are. We've all gone through something. We've all experience hurts in our lives. I want to tell you today that God wants to perform emotional surgery upon every single one of us. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye who are labored and heavy laden. I'll give you rest. We today need God's rest in our hearts about so many things. You talk about stress. You talk about anxiety in life. We're all challenged by the things that happen in our lives every day. What I'm trying to tell you today is God wants to heal you, that you can move from the hurts of the past into the promise of God's bright future for your life. In Psalm 147 and 3, it says, he heals the brokenhearted. How many of you have ever been brokenhearted? Let me see your hand. Come on, this is the time to get real with God. You know, the reason why many times we are not healed is because we don't tell the doctor everything that's really going on. We say, well, I've got a pain somewhere, but we don't tell them about the pain all over. Because we really don't want to get any type of diagnosis of something that's really, really, really bad going on with us. And sometimes we deny the things that are happening in our lives to God even. We stuff things. We stuff it and we just try to deal with it. But truth be told, guys, many of our hearts are broken. Many of our expectations have not occurred in our lives. In Exodus 15 and 26, God said, I am the Lord who heals you. What makes you think that the only thing that you need to be healed of is a broken foot or something physical when our emotions are something that God still wants to heal in our lives? The Bible says, I will heal you of all of your wounds, says the Lord. And he's talking about our emotional wounds within our life. And let me just tell you that the devil is going to attack you through the emotional baggage that you've been carrying around. And in fact, he's already been doing it. Now, when I say emotional baggage, what am I talking about? Well, it's the unresolved issues of an emotional nature. It describes carrying around the rejections and the fears and the disappointments and the wrongs and the betrayals and the I don't understand whys and the trauma of the past, the things that we still live with. These are the things that the devil attacks us with. See, he uses our unresolved issues to influence our thinking, to influence our actions, and to get us stuck in our past. But I have something to tell you today. The devil is a liar. And God wants me to tell you, it's time for you to move past your past. Now listen, God will help you as you confess His word and take action in your life.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. Don't minimize how God is going to direct your life and what you are capable of accomplishing. You know, the Bible says God is able through His mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask and think. To know God's direction, you must surrender to His will and to His plan. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week. A church that's alive is worth the drive.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
I want to read that verse that I read to you at first. It says, forget what happened in the past. This is what God is telling you today. He's saying, look, forget what happened in the past. Don't dwell on the events from long ago because I'm doing something new. It's already happening. Why can't you recognize that it's not the same? Why can't you recognize that I'm already doing something new? God's been trying to move you forward to protect you from Satan's plan. What is that plan? To keep you stuck? To keep you in your path? To keep you hurting? To keep you on that treadmill of disappointment and whys? Listen, folks, you have to stop looking in the rear mirror of life if you want to go forward in your life where God is taking you. You know what the Bible says? The Bible says you better remember Lot's wife. Why? Because she became a pillar of salt. Because she looked back. Many people keep looking back to the crime scene and keep rehashing where they were wounded. You know, who was at fault? Where they fell down? Or will they still find it hard to get up? And how it's so difficult to move forward every single day. Now listen to what the Bible says. Is this helping anybody? Because I'll stop right here. I got five other sermons that I can talk about right now. If this is helping you, I'm serious. Raise your hand. Is this helping you? Okay, and for the one who didn't raise their hand, I got another sermon right after this. In Philippians chapter 3 and 13, I want you to listen to what the Apostle Paul said. Listen, he said, I focus on this one thing. I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. I forget the past and I look forward to what lies ahead. So many of us are basing our present life on our past. Our past relationships, our past hurts. We're judging people today based upon how people treated us in the past. Oh, you might as well say amen. You say, I'm never going to be hurt like that again. I'm never going to let that happen to me again. One time is too many. Two times, I'm just too dumb. I'm not going to let it happen again. But God is saying you've got to let go of your past. You can't judge the people today based upon the people in the past. You can't judge your relationship today based upon what happened in your past. Paul said, I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. I press on to reach the end of the race and to receive the heavenly prize for which God through Jesus Christ is calling me. And then he says in verse 15, let all who are spiritually mature agree to do this. It's time to get off of milk. It's time to eat some steak. It's time for us to be spiritually strong and realize that God didn't allow any situation in your life to keep you down. And let me just say, folks, listen, we make wrong mistakes in life. We all do. We're not perfect. But there is an enemy who is always working against you, who is always trying to deceive you. Satan in the Garden of Eden attacked Eve and brought deception. It wasn't her desire to bring the whole world into sin. No, she was deceived. Many times we're deceived and thinking that something's okay when it's really not okay. But it can change the course of our lives, and it can leave wounds, and many times we blame God. In fact, the first thing that Adam said to God when he said, Adam, what have you done? Did you eat of the fruit? He said, yeah, I did. And guess what? It's because of the woman you gave me. See, that is a reoccurring theme in our lives. When things happen, we want to blame God. But God had warned him not to do it. And if we'll listen to God, and if we'll seek God, and if we'll pray for direction, God will show you something before you make the wrong decision. We have to stop blaming God, and we have to start taking responsibility for our own decisions. Remember, I just read that verse, choose this day. I give you the choice for a blessing or a curse, which is a hidden barrier of blessings in your life. You see, the decisions and the choices we make lead us to the places we find ourselves. Now, folks, let me just say this. You can't change people. How many of you have tried? Let me see your hand. You tried to change somebody. Man, I tried. Doesn't work. Well, this is what I've learned. The only thing that you can do is pray and ask God to change people's hearts, because he's the only one who can change people's hearts and minds. But then the second thing you have to do is not criticize, but to stay humble and to stay low. Now, you should always express the way you feel in any situation, because the Bible says that if we're offended or we've caused an offense, go to the person and share with them how we feel about the situation. But the Bible warns us about criticizing people. Don't criticize people. We should never do that, because with the same judgment that we speak, it's the same judgment that's going to come back upon our lives. And some of us are really reaping what we've said. We're reaping the results of how we responded to situations in our lives. And this is why you've got to stick with the Word of God. And you need to always remain humble, humble before God, humble in your relationships with people, humble with even your children. Because when you follow the principle of humility, guess what? God's going to promote you. God's going to honor you. God's going to lift you up. God is not only going to get you through the situations you're going through in life, but he is going to lift you up and give you the support, not just to limp into victory, but to run in victory. Now listen to what 1 Peter 5 and 6 says. It says, humble yourselves under the mighty power of God, And at the right time, he will lift you up in honor. You know, you say, but I don't want to humble myself. I want to tell that person they're so off, they're so wrong, they're so this, they're so that. The Bible says humble yourself. Why? Because God will lift you up. Why? Because God will honor you as you do. Humble yourself under the mighty power of God. In other words, come under God's authority. And at the right time, he's going to change things and he's going to lift you up. He's going to honor you. And then it says, give all your worries and your cares to God, for he cares about you. Many of us are carrying our cares and our worries and our anxieties and our fears and everything else when God says, give it to me. Can I tell you this? You can't deal with it. You can't do it by yourself. You need to start just giving God your worries, your concerns, whatever is going on in your life. Why? Because he cares for you. He can carry it. Now, let me go on to something else. Sometimes people try to prevent you from moving past your past. Wisdom is fragile, and once you obtain it, you can only keep wisdom by obeying God's word. I want to talk about David just for a little bit. Before David was king, the Bible says he walked in wisdom. In 1 Samuel chapter 18 and 5, it says, David went out wherever King Saul sent him and behaved wisely. And Saul set him over the men of war, and he was accepted in the sight of all of the people also, and in the sight of Saul's servants. David's wisdom and his obedience resulted in him becoming the king. Why? Because the Bible says that wisdom is the principal thing and it will bring promotion in our lives. In fact, in Proverbs 4 and 7, that's where it says that wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all of your getting, get understanding. Exalt her and she will promote you. She will bring you to honor when you embrace her. But let me go deeper. You are all going to be tempted by Satan to disobey God at some point in time in your life. And I hate to tell you this, most will.
This concludes part one of the message today. Join us tomorrow for part two.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. If you were touched by the ministry of the Holy Spirit today, please consider going to our website, aplacetogrow.org, and leave a donation of any size. It will be much appreciated and used to expand our radio ministry. You can also download a copy of today's message by navigating to the Media tab. Today's message is titled, Move Past Your Past, Part 1. Now, Pastor Steve would like to pray with you.
You know, many of you have been waiting for God to answer a prayer for a very long time, and you wonder if he is going to answer. Well, the psalmist David, he believed God. And one of his prayers is one of my favorite portions of scripture in Psalm 40. It says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me, and he heard my cry. And he brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and he set my feet upon a rock. And he established my goings. And he put a new song in my mouth, even praises unto our God. Folks, I want to let you know that God has heard your prayer. And God is answering your prayer. You know, the Bible says there are seasons and in times, God answers prayers just at the right time. I want to pray with you right now to give you that assurance. And I'm going to pray that God will answer that prayer in this season. Father, I want to thank you for our listeners. And you put this thought in my mind for prayer. There are people out there right now who have been waiting for you to answer their prayer for a long time. And you said, don't give up. You said that you will answer it in the proper season. And I agree right now that you will give them the grace and the strength so that they can continue to believe and trust you. And Satan, the Lord rebuke you. We bind your power. We rebuke the spirit of doubt and fear. We thank you, Lord, that everything we need, we find in you. And that there is no situation that will ever be able to overcome us because we're your children. I bless your people today in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. You're always invited to join us for our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10. We offer a safe environment. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Also, remember to be with us every weekday at 4 p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 2:30, right here on Bible School Radio 91.3 KDKR.